successive Christ in the Centre productions and has just started working with the Passion Trust, the organisation that coordinates many events across the UK. Jonathan is here in the studio with me. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Carl. How are
also
you?
On the phone, and we'll bring on the phone and into the conversation shortly, a fella from the Passion Trust, and that is Alexander Stewart Clark. First of all, just give me a memory of those massive events, Christ in the Centre. You said the last one happened back in
2013,
yeah. Which isn't that long ago.
No.
I can remember the last one. I can remember how exciting they were, because for us to cover the event was a huge task as well.
I was always dealing with half a dozen reporters and a radio car, which was quite a juggle.
How many people turned out into the city centre?
Up to 10,000. Now, Humberstone Gate was full from one end to the other, and in the years when we did processions ahead of it, we'd fill Town Hall Square, and then there'd be people lining the streets the whole way down Gallipoli Gate into Humberstone Gate.
How would you describe the loss? How do you quantify the loss of that event?
I think it's a big loss to sort of the outreach of the Christian community in Leicester. I mean, one of the reasons we did it was to get that message out there onto the true message of Easter out onto the streets of Leicester, rather than, as would be conventionally, contained within a church walls.
Okay, we're going to talk to Alex on the phone in a moment. We'll just get Alex put through to our equipment in a second. But first of all, just to be very clear about this, why did that stop? It was about money. It was about not having enough money.
It was funding. I mean, bear in mind, we were in the constrictions of the recession then, as we are now. And £40,000 was a lot of money to raise.
How much did the church put in?
The Central Diocese of Leicester put £10,000 in. Other churches donated individually. And the rest was down to individuals.
But one assumes then, and, you know, we could wind the clock back and look at our news stories at the time, that the church was asked for more but said no.
The church was asked to guarantee that it would carry on giving that amount and said it couldn't. No, that amount per year.
And it was a sign of the times, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were very conscious that we were competing with a lot of other causes for that cash, and really the people who donate that cash have to make that decision.
Regrettable decision,
but no. You can't criticise them for it, because that money is now being used for other purposes, quite constructively.
Pop the headphones on so you can hear our next guest, Alexander Stewart Clark. Alex has just recruited you to be part of the Passion Trust. Why did you want Jonathan, Alex?
Why did I want Jonathan as a PR consultant? Well, because he's experienced, and he's a professional PR man. And I was recommended to him by James Burke Dunsmore, who was Jesus Christ, none other person who's crucified at Leicester, I think, 7 or 8 times now.
And yet we don't have this wonderful event anymore at Easter in Leicester, and it's all because of money. And just draw a picture for us. How well funded are other Passion events around the country?
Well, it depends on the organising committee. If you look at Trafalgar, where approximately 25,000 people turn up every year, that cost about £120,000. And that is funded by mainly one individual, and the rest is by churches and grants. So whichever town or city is putting a Passion Play on it, if you get a good organizing committee that's well-connected and well-resourced, you can make it happen.
Should Christian churches not put more cash into these events?
Good question. It's up to the churches and their elders and the congregation to decide as to where to put that money. I mean, do you feed the poor, or do you put it into a drama event? It's like your household decision. You spend it on your next TV or on your children.
Leicester's a big city. It's got possibly, some could argue, the most diverse population, one of the most diverse populations in Britain. It deserves to have this Passion Play, doesn't it?
Agreed.
And you're having a conference at the end of this month. Will this come up as a topic?
We put a Passion Conference on to help people put Passion Plays on. And once you put a Passion Play on, you know how difficult it is. And one of it isn't just the big item. One of the items that is always needed is financial resource. And at the Passion Conference, there is one talk on how to raise finance. So if anyone is out there in the Leicester area who wants to put the Passion play on again, then come to the conference and we'll teach you how to do that.
Jonathan, are there enough people? Is there a strong spirit to bring it back, do you think, here?
I certainly believe there would be. I mean, bear in mind, when Christ in the Centre finished 2013, there was then Jesus at the Cross in 2014, which was organised by other people. I must confess, I was abroad, actually, last Easter, so I didn't attend it. But
smaller event.
Smaller event, smaller budget, and redrew the lines, but put something on that is major and public and professing the Christian faith on Good Friday, most important day of the lot, in the open air, for people who would not normally go to a church to go and see. That's what these events really communicate.
Is that happening again this year in Leicester?
I presume so. I must confess I've heard no plans about it. You'll need to consult Church House on that.
We will find out. Well, I mean, you both have kind of put the, you know, thrown the gauntlet down, really, to listeners to get behind this thing. So your conference is happening on the 31st. It's the final day of this month, isn't it, Alex? Yeah,
so the 31st of January in Liverpool, and Liverpool, who have their own Passion play, which is run by the Cathedral, have very kindly hosted it for us. So if you want to come, or if anyone out there wants to come, just go to the Passion Trust website, which is passiontrust.org, and sign up.
Trying to think whether or not Nottingham and Derby have, the other cities in the East Midlands have Passion plays. I know that Northampton do. How many are there around the country at the moment?
About 80.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty good, but there are some holes in the map then, still.
That's right.
If there wasn't one in Leicester, check on the Passion Trust website and you'll find out where the nearest one is.
Okay. It's been good to talk to the both of you. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you very much.
Alexander Stewart-Clark on the phone from the Passion Trust, and Jonathan Wheeler. Some good images here on the diocese website. If you want to have a look at some memories from previous Christ in the Centres in Leicester, just go to one of those famous search engines and put Christ in the Centre into the search engine. It'll come back with the said page. As promised, Keith Getty, Chris...